so Paddy got into bed. He hadn't been in bed long when the door opened and three men walked in. They were carrying a coffin. And the first said,
"Who will help carry the coffin?"
And the other two said, "Paddy Ahern will help carry the coffin." And so Paddy was finding himself putting his clothes on. He looked for the big, queer-looking man, but he didn't see him. And now he was holding up a very heavy coffin, leaving the house. They went across the fields. And they were in the thorns and the briars, his clothes ripped, and then he slipped in some mud, and then he fell in a ditch. He was wet and covered in mud, and every time he fell down, the three would kick him until he got up again. They carried that coffin to an eerie...
"Huh! You're too big for one bite, and too small for two. I'm going to tear you into pieces and let all of my five heads sample you. What have you got to say about that?"
"What I've got to say is I'm going to stuff your words down your throat and you can eat on them." And the two of them went at it, hammer and tong. Oh, the earth shook. They fought until the sun was going down. Until finally, the giant had the Sheehan Gannon in a death grip. And the Sheehan Gannon realised he was going to die. And he thought about his life. He thought about his mother and his father, how he would never see them again.
"Duffy, you do make exceedingly good pies. But from now on, I need you to make clothes as well. Tomorrow, no more pies, no food whatsoever, until you have finished a pair of socks."
Now, Duffy did not know what to do. She climbed up into the dusty room. She looked at all of the yarn and at the spinning wheel, and then she stamped her feet.
"Oh, I say, the devil take it. The devil can do this work."
And at that moment, the yarn moved. And out climbed a little imp.
"Yes, I can indeed make clothes for the squire. The best clothes that he'll ever wear. However, if I'm to do that for you, Duffy, there's a price to pay."
"I say, what price is it?"
"Well..."